I started this hour with Brad Nessler, the play-by-play voice, SEC on CBS. I will wrap up this hour with the commissioner of the SEC and Greg Sankey. And right in between, and I know that you're going to be humble about this, but I always talk about the fact that Commissioner Sankey and yourself, two of the most powerful men of all of college football across the land, but all around great guy as well. Bill Hancock, executive director of the College Football Playoff.
Johnny, hello. And your listeners need to know that the nicest guy at SEC Media Days is Johnny Ballpark Franks.
You've always been so kind.
It's just true. It's easy to tell the truth, Johnny.
Now, the funny thing about you, following you on social media, the fact that you love great meals, you love to travel, you love to see the U.S. and the world, and I love that about you. You never take any day for granted.
Do not take a single day for granted. Do not take a single person for granted. And I don't work at that. You don't have to work at that. Just enjoy life and enjoy people.
Growing up, I'm sure you said, okay, at one point in my life, I'm going to head up the Final Four, and then I'm going to head up the BCS with the two teams playing for a national title. And, oh, by the way, that's not enough. I'm going to head up the College Football Playoff. I mean, who can match a resume like that?
You know, Johnny, you're very kind, but frankly, my life has way exceeded anything I ever imagined when I was growing up in my rural community in Oklahoma. When all I wanted to do was be the shortstop for the Yankees. Things happen in life that sometimes you think, this is too good to be true. I can't believe I get to do this. And that's the life that I have.
You know, it's interesting because individuals like yourself in other industries and other roles, they're not always as humble as you are. And I use examples of like Hall of Famers who act like you, whatever sport, you know, just pick one. And then when I encounter folks that have not accomplished anything close to individuals like you or these other individuals I'm discussing, when they have attitudes, it's like I kind of dismiss them because I know the way people should act. I know how they should treat others. And you walk that walk.
I just can't imagine living any other way. The old golden rule, man, treat people the way you want to be treated. And life is not difficult.
In football, we talk about playoffs in high school. You've got a playoffs, you know, with, you know, 16 teams, whatever the case, in some cases even more. We see it in basketball. But in all of football, high school, other divisions as far as college football is concerned, I don't mind in men's basketball with them deciding a national champion. It doesn't have to be the best team all year long. It could be the hottest team at the right time. But in college football, as far as the Division I level, I don't want more than four teams as far as the playoff. That's just me, but I'm good with four.
Well, college football evolved from the bowls. And high school ball and NFL didn't evolve that way. And I like the way we do it in our sport. We have chosen to keep the focus on the regular season. And we have the most compelling regular season in sports. I like that. When we put in the playoff, we decided, how can we have a playoff but keep the focus on the regular season? And four became the number. The CFP is extremely successful. It works. Now, having said that, our board will talk about formats. Is there a better way to do it? It's responsible business management to look at yourself and say, can we be better?
Right.
They do that back at the station. I know they do that. Anybody who's involved in any kind of business would, and so do we.
Bill, you know, I know money becomes things that colleges bring up all the time, bringing in more and finding other and new different types of revenue streams. I've always floated an idea. You tell me if I'm crazy or not. But I've always, you know, floated an idea out there that you could do pay-per-view and have cameras watching the committee decide each and every week how these teams rank. And I guarantee if you're looking for new revenue, that would be it right there.
You know, that's a very good point. Two things on that. First of all, we would want to maintain the candor in the, of the committee members.
Right.
We don't want them talking to some fan at Ames, Iowa when they say what they say about the team. We want them to be honest and say what's going on. Having said that, we did that with a, you know, we do six mock exercises every year.
Right.
For media and ESPN people and some sponsors and some others. And by the way, we donated a seat at a mock exercise to the V Foundation auction.
That's awesome.
And it, we've done it 2 years in a row, and the people that came loved it. Just and one couple paid, well, they paid five figures for the opportunity to come to the mock exercise. But my point was going to be we actually Facebook Lived the ESPN announcers mock. And people were all excited about it at first, and then they got bored, and they tuned it out.
So there goes. But they knew it wasn't real, though.
They knew it wasn't real. They knew it wasn't real. But it's like 12 hours of constant watching. I don't even know if it was real. I don't know how people would – whether people would like it or not. It's a moot point because we're not going to do it. But, not a bad idea, Johnny. We're just not going to do it.
Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff, joining us. So we have four, and you hear folks, I'm sure you ask – I don't know how many times a day you're asked, when are we going to get six or eight or even 16? I know there's some coaches out there that would love to see 16. What's your response to that?
We four works, and but our bosses, my bosses, are always going to be looking at it and talking about it to see if it can get better. So that's the quick response is that, you know, we'll see what might happen. We have six more years to go after this season on the 12-year contract.
Right.
So pretty soon, in any case, it'll be time to talk about what format we might want to use after 2026 when we run through these 12 years.
5 years under in the record books. Going back to 2014, SEC Media Days, talking about the upcoming season for the inaugural college football playoff to where we are today. Everything that you wanted and more?
I remember talking to you back in the BCS days also.
Right,
but
yeah.
But then that first year about how exciting it all was. It's been everything we wanted and more. The viewership is outstanding. We have provided really top-flight experiences for the players who get to go play. The NCAA allowed us to pay the expenses for the players' families to travel to the championship game and the semifinals. That is awesome stuff. And I didn't see that coming when we started. So I'm so glad we were able to do that. And, of course, we will continue. The other thing that I hadn't anticipated is the popularity and the success of our foundation. Our charity is K-12 education.
Right.
Focused on teachers, and we call it Extra Yard for Teachers. And so we empower, we honor, we recognize K-12 teachers all across the country. There's nothing more important in America today than education, and particularly K-12 education. And we're happy, we're delighted, we're honored to be able to play a small part in making that better.
Can you make small changes year in and year out to make it better? Not the big change with adding more teams, but just the, you know, little tweaking here and there.
I bet there have been small changes. If I thought through it, I could probably come up with some for you. Nothing comes to mind at the moment. But, well, I'll say, for example, the data that we use, our data provider no doubt has made little changes in the way they produce some of the stats that we use. But the protocol for the selection committee and all the policies have all stayed the same for all 5 years.
Bill, I want to thank you again. You know, it wouldn't be SEC Media Days for me personally without having the opportunity to visit with you. It's
great to see you, Johnny.
Pleasure.
Great
thank
to
you.
See you. I'm so glad I don't have to follow Greg Sankey. I'm okay with going before Greg Sankey. But he's awesome. Greg Sankey is awesome.
Home run after home run after home run as far as guests this hour.
Good to see you, Johnny.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.